right.
Yes.
We've got hints from Eloise. That's right. It is the primetime hardline debut of Hints from Eloise. It is a column to help you with your life.
Yes.
It is ripped and read from the Santa Ynez Valley News because they allow me to access it for free.
Could you tell me one thing?
Yes.
Because I've always been a listener of this, but I've never been a participant.
Uh-huh.
Where'd the song come from?
A good P1 whose name I don't remember.
Okay. All right.
That is the best open we have on the station.
It's so good.
It's so catchy.
That I feel like it's a real song out there in the wild I just didn't know about.
I feel bad because I forgot his name. And if he would like
Steve.
Credit, DM me or email me.
It's so good.
I'll make sure you get proper credit next time. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
We begin with something that affects many Hints from Eloise readers. This comes to Eloise from Gloria S. of Portland, Oregon. She writes, "Dear Eloise, yesterday I received a phone call from a young man claiming there was a warrant out for my arrest for 2 unpaid parking tickets. I was puzzled because I know I have never had a parking ticket. He said I could pay by phone and the warrant would be dropped. My son was here and he took over the call. There was a heated exchange and my son hung up the phone because it was a scam. The person calling wanted my bank account number. Needless to say, the caller got nothing. Please tell your readers not to panic when they get a call like that because it's a scammer hunting for your financial information. Just hang up."
So now that you guys are old, do you answer your phone with every call you get?
When it says scam likely?
Yes, unknown number from Grand Prairie.
I don't say this lightly, Mino. How dare you? We're not that old.
You guys are 50 now. The old jokes have started.
Yeah, yeah. We are now targets of scammers.
It's a pretty tough world out there for the person that did not grow up in this era. Corby often discusses that he has to grab for his dad's phone before his dad can pick up the phone because they do target a certain demographic for these scams, don't they?
Yes. Well, I think Mike Reiner sent somebody some money because they said they were stranded in Europe and
yes.
they had their passport stolen or something.
Yes.
I am here to say I am not immune to the scam because when I was in my early 20s, I fell for the speakers out of the back of the van.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
How did that go on?
The dudes in the delivery van, they're like, "Hey, we just had a delivery and we have some extras and we don't want to bring them back to the warehouse, so we'll give them to you for like, half price or whatever." Yeah, they're really good. They're liquid cooled. they just come up with
how
some
How'd they get a hold of you? How does that work?
I think I was at the ATM.
Okay.
And they were like, "Hey, there's a sucker right there."
Yeah. Yeah, I think my best scam, I was high school, maybe slightly college age, but I was dating my now wife, and I wanted to get her a nice little piece of jewelry. And so we were in the Sears Tower in Chicago, went back down to ground level, and a nice gentleman walked up to me and asked if I wanted to buy this necklace. And I seemed at first like I would not be interested at all. But then he took out a cigarette lighter and held the chain over the lighter. Now, I did not really know what fire...
What he was proving?
No, I didn't know. Honestly, in retrospect, the fact that he held a flame to a necklace, I guess was supposed to show me that it wasn't fake. I don't know. But when he did that, suddenly I wanted to be streetwise enough to say,
yeah.
Okay, yes.
It checks out. Here are my $40 for this necklace. And the outcome of this story...
Sally still wears it to this day?
No, but it definitely started turning her neck green.
Hello.
And I had to beg her to stop wearing this because it's clearly doing something to your neck and it's not real.
Yeah.
I've been scammed.
So, yeah, that $40 is never coming back. Brenda J. from Juneau, Alaska writes, "Dear Heloise, I struggle with my weight all the time. Tell me about it, sister. But I've found that if I think in terms of losing 5 pounds instead of the whole amount that I need to lose, it's much easier. This is what I do. I weigh 170 pounds. I tell myself that I'll lose 5 pounds, and when I do, I reward myself. No, not food, but a pedicure or maybe a new pair of shoes. Then when I go from 165 to 160, I get another reward, and so on. 5 pounds is something I can achieve, and I know there is a goal with a reward. It makes giving up ice cream, bread, and other fattening foods much easier. I am guilty of rewarding myself with food.
Yeah.
I had a hard morning, and that's why I had a spicy chicken sandwich on
right,
my
right, yeah. It's
and then another one and another one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So have you ever seen the little thing where they show you what 5 pounds of fat looks like, though?
Like in a mayonnaise jar or something?
That was like a 24-hour fitness thing, I think. When I signed up there, you would walk past the glob that they said was 5 pounds of body fat, and it was a little smaller than a loaf of bread, but it was substantial. It's a lot.
Well, here's another tip if you're battling the bulge. Ruth G. from Tupelo, Mississippi writes, "Dear Heloise, a word to
Elvis.
The wise, never shop while you're hungry. So many people go to the grocery store and buy more than they need simply because they're hungry. Before you go shopping for groceries, make sure you eat something so you don't ruin your budget or your waistline."
That's why we've told everybody to come to Bonchon today before they go grocery shopping.
Right.
We're going to do you a real favor.
I made the mistake. I went to the grocery store a couple weeks ago, and I had not eaten in a while, and I started bonking, like my blood sugar plummeted as I was going up and down the aisles, so I just grabbed a bag of Chex Mix and shoved it in my mouth while I was shopping.
And then pay for the
empty
wrapper.
Yeah, and then I paid for the empty bag at the end. I have lots of problems, Bob.
You got to be careful out there, man. It's,
quickly, let's rapid fire some classic style hints from Heloise, because really, the best thing about hints from Heloise are tips that you can use around the house, right?
Good.
This one's from Nancy H. from Dolores, Colorado. She says, "Dear Heloise, I have an automatic rice cooker, but rice sticks to the bottom, and I have a terrible time getting all of it out. Help." Heloise writes, "Nancy, spray the bottom with nonstick cooking spray." So,
brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, Heloise coming in from the top rope with that one. Marianne from Fishersville, Virginia writes, "Dear Heloise, when you have extra coffee filters that don't fit your new coffee pot," I mean, how many times?
Yeah.
"Don't throw them away. I like to use mine to line small bowls for snacking. No washing afterwards. I just toss the liner away."
Okay, not that bad. That's not – I've heard of worse hints than
right?
that one. That one's a nice one.
And here's a perfect ender from Jane from Exeter, Rhode Island. "Dear Heloise, I nearly tossed out my potato masher until my teenage daughter showed me a few new tricks with it. Now it gets used to stir up eggs to scramble, mix meatloaf, quickly crumble ground beef, crush up crackers, chop eggs for egg salad, and mix up guacamole."
Well, now, that's very useful.
Yeah, the potato masher, it's the clumsiest tool in your arsenal, because it's the one that when you try to close the utensil drawer, it always gets jammed up.
That's right. Would you be willing to endorse a potato masher for guacamole, though?
I mean,
I don't know why.
I need to try it. Because usually I just use the fork or the back of the spoon.
That's right.
I don't make a whole lot of guacamole, but yeah, I will try the potato masher next time.
Okay.
Oh, and one quick note, an editorial from the presenter of Hints from Heloise today.
Go on.
One of the reasons that I wanted to do hints today is because the bed music that you can hear right now, this is a song called Computer Love by a band called Kraftwerk. And Kraftwerk are appearing at Fair Park Music Hall this evening. And I will be there. That's why I'm dressed
that
like Sprockets.
The nice shirt, yeah.
And I will report back tomorrow. Kraftwerk in 3D.
Wow.
At Fair Park Music Hall. And that is Hints from Heloise.
Can we get the theme song again?
No, we don't have time.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you, Davey, for that. Thank you very, very much.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for The Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.